November 4th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today, as your country faces so many uncertainties, I call you to be united in prayerful hope for a secure future under traditional leadership. It is now all things must come together for the greater good. Do not let opinions divide you. You are all my children with a future citizenship in heaven, which you must work now to fulfill. Make your goals one with my goals for you. Legislate to take care of the needy. Protect the precious unborn who have the future of this nation in their hands. Do not allow any decision to create violence in your hearts. The peace you desire is within reach. Surrender to my call to live in holy love. Lead the way in this effort. Let all reactions to any result of this election be prayer, prayer, and more prayer." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.